Thursday down in Indianola. They're having their 4th of July celebration down at the ballpark, and lots of good things happening down there. Mr. Nathan Herman on the phone with us. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Part of that committee down there. You have got a great Thursday planned with some food, got some ball games, got some fireworks show, got a little bit of everything. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do. Thursday, July 3rd, we're going to have some baseball games starting at 5:30. So we'll have some t-ball, some softball, and then some regular baseball games going on for the traveling kids that competed at Indianola this year. And then we'll have our Donnie Leper Memorial Beanbag Tournament like we've been doing. Registration for that is at 5:30. As soon as the baseball games wrap up, we'll have Fred Kennedy DJing some live music for us. We're going to serve a little food, pulled pork nachos, and water for $10. Really special opportunity this year. Josh Kingport's reached out to us and donated us some of his homemade barbecue sauce. So if you've never had a chance to try that before, that's worth the $10 just to try that right there. Then we'll be doing fireworks at dusk. That should be around 10 o'clock, give or take.
Yeah, but it's a heck of a fireworks show, Nathan, every single year, isn't it?
Yeah, we really appreciate that. It's a good opportunity for our small town, you know, and we get a lot of people that come to town just to watch them. So we do shoot them off based on donations. So we kind of pass a boot around down at the baseball field, and the baseball field does fill up kind of early, so if you don't get a chance to come to the ball field and donate in the pass the boot, you feel like you want to donate, our P.O. box for the fire department is P.O. box M, as in Mary, in Indianola.
Yeah, those fireworks are like everything else in our daily lives. They aren't cheap, are they?
Nope, they seem to get more expensive every year, just about like everything else.
I tell you, watching those kids play a little baseball in those fields down there with what you guys have done, that those fields and the program, everything, it's well worth it. Those kids have a ball, don't they?
Yes, they do. You know, and I didn't get an official tally this year, but I know the number is well over 100 and maybe approaching 120 local kids a week are playing competitive baseball, softball, t-ball on those fields throughout the summer. So pretty special.
They want to get registered for the Donnie Leper Cornhole Tournament over there. Just show up and you get yourself registered right there.
Yep, that's right. Show up at 5:30. We're going to try and start it by 6, and we'll get everybody signed up so we can have a good time with that.